Ohio's prisons have become coronavirus hotspots. Prisons are overcrowded, making it difficult to isolate inmates. At the Franklin Medical Center, the state's only prison healthcare facility, inmates report conditions were already unhygienic before the virus hit. People sitting in soiled diapers or beds for hours. Feces in the showers. Urine caked on beds. These are just some of the conditions inmates at the Franklin Medical Center are reporting, conditions that were problems well before coronavirus hit the facility.
They want to do everything with the same gloves on. They do not change their gloves at all.
Daniel Phipps is an inmate at FMC. He's paralyzed from the waist down and has medical problems that require nursing care, like many inmates at the facility. Phipps and others say workers at FMC are putting a prison full of at-risk inmates in danger of the coronavirus.
This is serious. You should be changing your gloves, washing your hands, keeping that mask on, and it's like, they don't do that.
Inmate Lacey Carroll says she has to request most nurses and doctors change their gloves, or they won't do it. She says, if anything, people have been cleaning less since coronavirus hit FMC.
You know, even looking at my bed right now, there's stuff caked up all in it, dirt, things like that. So if you easily catch infections and you just had a surgery, you know, this is really not the place you want to be. A lot of people get infections after surgery, being here, abscesses.
Carol is pregnant, so she's one of about 300 inmates being recommended for release by Governor Mike DeWine. The ACLU of Ohio says that's not nearly enough. To accomplish proper social distancing behind bars, they estimate the inmate population would need to be cut from 48,000 in half.
There's no way we can social distance. We can't get, you know, we work in the kitchen elbow to elbow.
Inmate Ron Mathias prepares meals at FMC. When coronavirus started spreading, he and several other workers were moved permanently to the hospital side of the facility, where he says conditions are much worse. So much so that some inmates refuse to move to the hospital side. Inmate Tyrell Brandt helps clean the prison and says he would refuse too.
They don't have a hole deep enough. They don't have a punishment deep enough. You know, they can add more time on my sentence and I still wouldn't consider it. The things I've heard about the place.
A few days after moving to the hospital side, one person in Ron Mathias's 5-person cell tested positive for coronavirus. Prison officials say they are working to keep inmates and workers safe. Jennifer Clayton heads health services at the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections.
Well, as soon as we find somebody has symptoms, we're going to change the living accommodations and put them on isolation protocols.
Clayton says she has not received any reports about what inmates allege is happening at the Franklin Medical Center.
We've done this for years with seasonal influenza and tuberculosis and things like that because of our congregate setting, this is something we know how to do.
She says staff take temperatures of both staff and inmates every day, and everyone at the facility was tested for coronavirus. However, they do not plan to test again to track how the virus is spreading. The head of Ohio's prisons also defends practices at the prison healthcare facility.
I do not agree that it is uncleanly. It certainly wasn't the last time I was there.
Annette Chambers-Smith is the director of the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections.
I think the healthcare staff and custody staff at the Franklin Medical Center are doing a very good job.
But Corrections Officer Michael Ryder alleges even the guards at FMC are at a higher risk than the rest of the prison system. If an inmate is critically ill, they're transferred from FMC to the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center's prison ward. And FMC officers like Ryder must guard them at the hospital.
I don't care if I'm in the room or outside of the room. If I'm there, I want an N95 mask. I'm not getting that. Our staff isn't getting that. Our staff is becoming ill.
He says most of the FMC staffers who have contracted coronavirus were with inmates at the Wexner Medical Center. The hospital has 23 beds for inmates, which they report is already not enough for the critically ill coming out of Ohio's prisons. Paige Flager, WOSU News.